listening on this, what, Thursday morning now? 888-808-1019, the telephone number. What do you think we're going to talk about tonight? That big Mets series against the Mariners. Yankees, no. It's all about the Knicks all the time. And certainly want to hear from you. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. We made it through the wait. We finally got to game one. It feels like it's been a month and a half since the Knicks played. But they were back in action last night and picked up right where they left off. The Knicks get game one of the NBA Finals, beat the Spurs 105-95. Another win. So what is that now, 12 in a row? You lose track after a while. Another double-digit win, all of these wins but one. That game two against the Sixers have come by double digits. And this was not the typical, you know, Knicks go on a run in the third quarter and fourth quarter, it's just about emptying out the notebook for the broadcast. No, this was actually a game down the stretch. Knicks finally found themselves in a real contest here in the NBA playoffs. And how did they respond? Well, they responded with Jalen Brunson. I mean, what more can you possibly say at this point about Jalen Brunson? It feels like it's all been said, but yet somehow this guy keeps delivering. And yet somehow there are still people out there that doubt him, that doubt this team. And I would just simply say, like, what have you been watching? Have you not been watching? Because I got to be honest. You know, I'm a Knicks fan, like you are. So I'm locked in with the Knicks. When it was the Western Conference Final, I was watching it, but I wasn't watching it to the same degree I'm watching my favorite team. So maybe people just don't watch and they just don't know. But this is not like a one-year thing at this point. This has been basically since he got here to the Knicks and almost single-handedly turned around this organization. That he does these type of things. And sure enough, last night, again, down the stretch of a game where he's got a hurt knee, I think. He had a hurt ankle. Wasn't shooting the ball all that well. And what happens down the stretch of games? He delivers. He closes. And he delivers the Knicks a win. The Knicks go into San Antonio. After all the talk, well, I mean, what have we been talking about even before the Western Conference Finals ended? What did you keep hearing about? Well, sure, the Knicks were able to do this against the Cavaliers. Sure, the Knicks were able to do this against the Sixers. Sure, there are the Hawks. But, you know, whoever comes out of the way, they're not going to be able to do the same things against, if it's the Spurs, if it's the Thunder, they're not going to be able to do the same things. I mean, it wasn't a 50-point win. It wasn't a 20-point win. It was another double-digit win. And at this point, all that matters is it was another win. The Knicks are three wins away from an NBA championship. And as you are watching that game, early on, there were some anxious moments. Early on, there were some scares. When Jalen Brunson, forget about what the score was at this point of that, when Jalen Brunson bangs up his knee and leaves the court and goes back, is limping around and goes back to the locker room, what the hell do they give him in that locker room? He leaves, it's like when James Brown would be on stage back in the day and all of a sudden he'd be taken off on the wheelchair and then boom, he's right. It's unbelievable what this guy's able to do. What are they giving him? Horse painkillers? Horse tranquil? I don't know what they give him back there. But whatever it is, man, keep on giving it to him. Maybe give it to him right at the start of the game. He'll be unbeatable. He'll be like made out of titanium. But even when he came back and was sitting on the bench, it looked like they were trying to put like a wrap on his knee or something like that. But there were some anxious moments. But then you see him coming back into the game. You think, okay, whatever it was a temporary thing. He's able to get back in there. And then all of a sudden he's coming down on his ankle. He's writhing in pain. You're like, oh my God, here we go. But the Knicks are able to kind of battle back in that first half, kind of get it close near the end of the half. And then some turnovers, some big threes by Champagne. But all things considered, not a terrible half for the first half of the Knicks. But then they get into the second half, and it just felt like the Spurs were just making more plays, making more, you know, to the loose balls and making more shots. And the Knicks just couldn't buy a basket for a good stretch of the third quarter. But then came the fourth quarter. Then came money time. And that's when the Knicks delivered, and that's when Jalen Brunson delivered. So now make it 12 straight wins overall in the playoffs, 7 straight road wins, all by double digits. They battle back from being down 14 and going to the fourth quarter with the game tied at 76. You, as a Knicks fan, had to believe, you know what? The Knicks are going to get this done. I don't know how they're going to get this done, but they are going to get this done. And absolutely they did. And Jalen Brunson was a key contributor to that. Not the only one, but I would say it would be incumbent upon the Knicks. I don't know who this needs to go through. Start the building of the statue for Jalen Brunson. I don't know if you have to get it commissioned. I don't know if you have to test out sculptor. I don't know how you go about building a statue. But however you have to do it, start that process now. We don't want to be like the Mets who wait until Tom Seaver's retired for 50 years before we give him a statue. Jalen Brunson, you're not going to be able to get this done, I would not think, by the time the NBA Finals are done. But there's going to be a statue for Jalen Brunson. And look, I don't know if you follow sports statues. Some of these guys that are doing statues should not be in the statue business. Some of these guys, they do the statue like, who the hell is that supposed to be? Dwayne Wade? Do I got to remind you about Dwayne Wade? Have you ever seen the Arthur Fonzarelli statue in Milwaukee? I don't know who that's supposed to be. So you got to find a decent sculptor. These guys, I would not think that there's a lot of regular, maybe you know who the good sculptors are. You don't go with a second-rate sculptor. But I would say get the commission going now on the Jalen Brunson statue. Before the series, I felt like it was going to be Knicks in 6. I will stick with that, Knicks in 6. But it is all coming together. And the Knicks are now 3 wins away. 3 wins away from an NBA title. There were many times in our life, even the most optimistic Knicks fan, who, you know, always wanted to believe and always wanted to have faith in it and always loved their team, even they had to doubt at times whether this would ever happen. And now it's happening in real time. It's happening as we're watching it. It's all coming together. I don't know if it's synergy. I don't know if it's kismet. Whatever you want to use, whatever term is the right term, I don't care. I am going to be alive. We are going to be alive for the Knicks to win an NBA title. And last night felt like playoff basketball because this Knick run, it's been surreal. Because in playoff basketball, you know, these series are supposed to be back and forth. There's been no back and forth. The Knicks have just steamrolled people left and right. They got down to the Hawks. I mean, they lost a couple of one-point games. And then what happened? They beat the Hawks by 500. They steamrolled the Hawks. They went into the series against the Sixers, steamrolled them. Went into the series against the Cavaliers. Cavs had a lead for a little while. What happened from that point on? Steamrolled them. And when the Knicks were done with the Eastern Conference Finals, and we were still waiting to find out who they were going to play, and it feels like As I said, it feels like it's been a month since the Knicks played last. I said, be careful. Knicks get that first one, man. Look out. You can't put anything past this group. This group defies expectations and defies traditional logic. This might be the most unlikely team we will ever see a championship anywhere. I mean, I think it's right up there with the great champions of all time in terms of how do you build a team in the NBA. It's not the way the Knicks have built it. This is not the way most teams that are championship teams build their team, through trades, through smart acquisitions, through a lot of guys. Other teams obviously didn't want that badly. That's the only way you're able to make trade, right? They thought what they were getting was better than what they were giving up. And each and every one of those teams have been proven wrong. And show me the last NBA team that has been built like the Knicks have been built. Not through really draft picks. It's, well, trading away draft picks sometimes. But it's been through Leon Rose going out there and finding the pieces that are going to mesh together and play a high level of basketball and the best basketball in the league and win an NBA champion. If the Knicks, when they're able to pull this off, again, I said six, I'm going to stick with six. But if it's five, if it's four, if it's seven, let's be honest with the way the Knicks, if it's three, if the Spurs give up after the third game, who cares? If the Knicks are able to pull this off, it will be unlike really any championship we have ever seen. It's the most unlikely way to build a championship team, and maybe that makes it the most fitting for an organization where it felt like for a good portion of our fandom, however old you are, unless you're old enough to remember the championship team, and even if you are old enough to remember the championship teams, there had to have been a time from then until now where you thought to yourself, I'm never going to see it again. And now the Knicks are three wins away. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get out to some phone calls. The Knicks fans, this is for you tonight. Let's go out to Chris's in Farmingdale. Chris, first up on the fan.
Gordon, don't poke me. Don't poke me. Don't you dare poke me. I don't want to wake up from this dream. I'm 44 years old, and I just can't believe it's happening. We are three freaking wins away. I was watching at halftime, and I was like, all right, I was a little nervous. I'm like, well, you know, this isn't the East teams are playing. This isn't Cleveland. This isn't Philly. I'm like, I'm nervous, but I'm confident, and I believe in this team. And they came back, and that three that Brunson hit from the Spurs bench, I was like, that's the dagger right there. I think we were tied at that point, maybe up by one. It didn't matter, because when he made that shot, I was like, this is ours. And I just felt it. I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. And then I was even telling I was talking to the TV. I'm like, oh gee, stop shooting threes. Just drive to the basket. Do what you do. Get the layup. Dunk. Get the foul. And then he hit the three. Okay, now shoot the threes because now you're getting warm. And then he shot another three and he made it. I'm like, this is what we've been doing. I'm like, no, let's go. I can't believe Gordon. I'm so freaking happy, man. Oh, this is great. We did what we had to do with San Antonio. We took one of two. I've been saying this every single series. Take one game on the road, win two at home. And we've done more than that. And I'm so confident we're gonna sweep them in their own stadium. We're going to go up 2-0. And the pressure's going to be so off on us. We just got to win one game at home. And it'll be great. And we'll be up 3-1. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, we're doing more than what we expected to do. I mean, build that freaking statue right now.
Absolutely. Oh, so I don't know what the process is. I don't know if you have to find like a piece of marble or what type of material you're going to build it out of. If it's stone, if it's whatever, some sort of metal. Whatever you got to do, figure it out. Start the process. Get the paperwork going. You know how many things this has to go through, like a big company like the Knicks are? You can't. This is not just one person signing off on this. There's a lot of people you got to run through this thing with, the social media team, this team, that team. A lot of people got to check a lot of boxes. So I would just say, start the process now. Get on it. This is like planning a trip to Disney. You don't just go to Disney on a day where you just, oh, you know, we're in Florida. Let's just go to... No. The wife starts planning this thing 16 months out. That's what the Knicks got to start doing with this trophy. They got to start planning the trophy and excuse me, the statue for Jalen Brunson. Because we are 3 wins away. And you're right. I mean, look, the Knicks, this was the most anticipated season that the Knicks have played since 99. And they have exceeded expectations by every metric and measure. I mean, they have just gone about their business in such a way. And I would just say, you know, like you get game one, okay, right? We've done our job. Game two for the Spurs is their season. If the Spurs can't win game two on Friday night, this series is a wrap. We have seen how this has gone before. And I don't know what the exact numbers are. I think it's team that wins game one of the finals wins the series 70% of the time. You go up 2-0 on the road? How many teams have been able to overcome that? Losing the first two games at home? I would bet you could count those teams on one hand in NBA history. So it's not needed. The Knicks don't need to win game two. But if they're ever able to, they're not going in there thinking, well, this is great. No, they're going in there to win game two. They're going in there to win every single game. Think about how long it's been since the Knicks lost a game. It was day one of the NFL draft. That's the last time the Knicks lost a game. Day one of the NFL draft. April 23rd. That's how long ago it's been. This is a team of destiny. This is a team of... It's incredible. It's the most unlikely championship I think we will all ever see. The way this team has built is so counterintuitive to how championship teams are generally built in the NBA. We might not see anything like it ever again. And as long as we get it done, we won't care. Let's get it done now. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Harold is in White Lake, New York. Harold, next up on the Fan.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm very appreciative. Hello?
Yeah, we got you. You're appreciative of what, Harold? Of the Knicks?
No, I'm appreciative of everything. I happen to be 73 years old, and I've seen the Knicks win 2 championships in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And this team reminds me of those old Knicks, and all the players that they have seem to coincide with the Knicks of the past championship teams of, like, 70 and 73.
Well, so, you know, Harold, I'm not old enough to remember those teams, but the way that this Knick team plays together and it's like whatever they need, somebody steps up and does it, and they're sharing the ball. I mean, you know, they have stars,
exactly.
But it's everybody. That's always what I thought what it would look like. I didn't think I would ever get to see it, but I wasn't old enough to see the championship teams, but I would assume that this was kind of what it was like.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 55.
Oh, okay. I'm 73, so I was lucky enough to see those teams. And it just so reminds me, the same way the team is playing and everything, I'm just very happy for them.
Yeah, well, look, Harold, there's been a lot of Knicks fans who have come and gone, and, you know, they've been waiting for this kind of thing. And when you're waiting as long as a lot of us have been, you know, 94, I remember, obviously, and 99, I remember. But if you're not old enough to remember those, if you've been a Knicks fan for anything longer than like 6 years, you've seen some real down times. And the outward negativity that has surrounded this organization. And a lot of times, rightfully so, they couldn't get out of their own way. They hired the wrong people, obviously. But it kind of filters into you as a fan, and you think to yourself, you know what? I'm probably never going to see this team win. I'm not going to live long enough to see, because the years go by and the players go by and this team comes in and wins a title and that team, and it's never your turn. Now it's the Knicks' turn. And it will be the Spurs' turn at some point. I mean, if Victor Wembanyama is able to stay healthy, I kind of worry. You know, I watch him run, and I feel like if he were on my team, I'd just be constantly holding my breath because he's just so long. And, I mean, he's unbelievable, but you just kind of worry about his long-term health. But it'll be the Spurs' turn at some point. But right now, it's the Knicks' turn. And getting game one is essential. Like, when I went into this series, I thought, you know, the Knicks, they do have the rust factor of not playing for a long period of time, but the Spurs coming off that hard-fought seven-game series, you got to be able to jump them in game one. And there were some anxious moments. That's what playoff basketball is supposed to be. It's not been that way with this Knicks run because it's been so easy breezy, but that's what it was last night. But when the rubber hit the road, the Knicks had Jalen Brunson, and that was the difference in the game. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls on the Knicks. We'll get into some of the other stars of the game because the Knicks had lots of them. Lots to do as we're just getting started on a Thursday morning. The Knicks are three wins away from an NBA championship. Say it out loud, people. It's Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, right here on The Fan.